continued talking about how we can work together. We've had several conversations, and will be many, many more. So it'll be a routine matter to get together with him. Mutual, I think. You know, as I say, we've been speaking mainly by phone since the morning after the election, and we will be talking constantly. I'll have a hotline put in, as I had for his predecessor, so he can reach me directly anytime he wants, and we'll have regular meetings on whatever schedule fits the speaker's calendar.
Will this be your first face-to-face meeting with him since he became?
Formal face-to-face, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Can you talk a little bit about the change of the lottery? How you think you assess how the past couple years have been, and why you chose Captain Vince one?
Well, first of all, the last couple of years have gone well. I think some things have been cleaned up, and we've had a record year, largely through efficiencies in the expense side, not through a big upsurge in the number of people playing the lottery. So taxpayers got the best return ever, getting the best return ever in the year right now, and I want to thank the outgoing director for that. But like several of the 70 agency heads that came to government with us, Esther had indicated that she'd served less than 4 years, had thoughts about law school and things like this, and I'm very glad that Catherine, a very able person, was willing to take it on.
Governor, have there been any developments on the ICC front, the Commerce Connector front, or the
ICC? Lots more conversations with local leaders from the area, conversations with the legislators who are interested and want to talk about the concept. And I think we've got a very good dialogue going, and which is exactly what we were hoping to stimulate.
House Democrats are talking about holding field hearings in affected counties. You had indicated initially that you might do the same thing. Would you wait until theirs are done?
I hope we can do them jointly, and there's been a conversation about that. I think that'd be ideal to have one set of hearings and public forums, and be a great way to all explore this idea together.
Any idea on the hearings that would be
in? No, it might make sense. I think there are 6 counties, as I recall, that passes through, and it might make sense to have one, at least one in each area, but I don't have a fixed view about that.
Governor, what are 2 or 3 of the main topics that you plan on talking with Speaker Bauer today about?
Well, let us have that conversation, and I don't have anything to say about it beforehand. I probably won't have anything to say after we're done.
You said in your speech earlier this week that about kindergarten, you also said you would seek significant base funding.
Uh-huh.
Can you elaborate a little bit on why you think that's important and what you'll be seeking?
It's important because this is education of our children is the top priority, save only for public safety, I suppose, of state government. And the cost of providing education is rising, and so we want to make sure to provide schools the dollars they need to get the job done. I'll have more to say about an amount after we see the new revenue estimate in a week or two.
Do you think the last increases in the recent budgets were not enough?
I think that they were clearly enough in many cases, and then some districts, some of our fast-growing districts, for example, were pinched. But it has always been our highest priority. In the last budget, the tightest in 55 years, only 2 or 3 items went up. Child welfare protection, Medicaid, and education. And you'd always like to do more, but I think we did as well as could be done and get the state out of the red and back into the black, which was essential.
Governor's, at least in recent years, has stayed out of the debate about how money is, how the funding formula is utilized, how money did we get from local districts. Do you intend to stay out of that debate as well, or do you have some specific ideas about the way money should be going to schools?
I think that's primarily for the legislature to work on. I do think the system could stand to be simpler and more transparent than it is, but I think that's a classic set of decisions for the legislature to wrestle with and compromise out.
Governor, on the issue of school funding, Speaker Bowe has broached the idea of textbooks. Is that something that you might support? Or?
I absolutely agree and have said so many times. I think that it's a shame, and it ought to be and something we ought to fix, that in addition to the taxes that they pay, that parents of school kids are charged as much as they are for textbooks. So I think this is a good idea. Again, it'd be a question of priorities and how much we can do at one time. I would assign full-day kindergarten first priority in terms of new programs, but that doesn't foreclose doing other things too. And at some point, if not in 07, then soon, I agree with him that we ought to fix this.
When it comes to the government efficiency report released this week, have you had a chance to read it further? Do you suspect that some of the recommendations may be something you push during this next legislative session?
Look, what you have to understand is we began making government more efficient the minute we hit the door. And we have done many, many things to save money, combine agencies, reform the way government services are provided, to be fairer to taxpayers and service recipients. That study, so-called, was commissioned by the legislature, and so the Office of Management and Budget delivered it. But we look at these things on a constant basis in every department. And so some of the things mentioned in there were, have already, I think, been done, and others will be as we get to them. But we didn't wait for that report in order to get busy saving tax dollars, and we won't be driven by that report. But I would like to commend the effort. They provided a lot of new ideas and didn't rule anything off the table, and that's the way to start the process and then sift through and pick the ones that really make the most sense and are the most practical.
When it comes to possible privatization of the DMV, have you given any thought to that? Any ideas about where that privatization would occur?
I've been talking about it for close to 4 years now. Again, I think that for the moment, any expansion, which has already begun, by the way, there are some branches open in banks and things like this in some of our smaller towns. I think expansion ought to be by way of supplementing the service that's already there, not replacing it.
Is there any real significance to the fact that the legislature ordered this? I mean, did OMB do this to specifics directed by the legislature, or is this OMB's view of what is possible and necessary?
Oh, you'd have to go back and get the language and I think the letter that that we received, but I think it was a general request to submit all kinds of ideas that might lead to greater efficiency. And we were happy to comply. As I say, we've been working on it anyway from the very get-go. And but I don't think the legislature was specific in prescribing that any particular idea be included.
Just to piggyback on that point, my understanding is that you asked the legislature to put this in.
That's not correct. Again, we've been doing it since 10 o'clock on the 8th of January, 2005, and or whatever the date was. And but I think that it was a perfectly legitimate request. I think all legislatures, frankly, ought to be insisting on a constant search for ways to become more efficient and spend tax dollars more carefully. So it's a very legitimate request, but again, we didn't need that instruction in the budget bill to get started, and we haven't waited on this report in order to act.
Governor, at this hour at Ivy Tech, the public hearing is taking place on the modernization contract. They have
court reporter there who's recording the testimony. They are videotaping the testimony.
Right.
Two-part question, are you going to review that material? And if so, what will you be looking for by way of testimony to mm-hmm. help you as you make the final decision in modifying the
yeah.
contract before you sign?
Yeah. No, I absolutely am going to look at it very, very carefully. We think we negotiated a very good contract. Obviously, it took a long time to get to this point, so we think that we've got a great contract, but I'd be very interested specifically in comments about the protections provided to employees. We think they're the best that we've ever seen in a contract like this, but someone may have an additional idea. I'll be looking to see if anybody has an idea about further incentivizing IBM to do a great job. Right now, we've got a number of provisions in there in which they do better if they reduce errors and fraud and waste and waiting times for recipients, and are penalized if they don't do as make as much improvement as the contract contemplates. But there, again, somebody may have some good ideas about how to strengthen the accountability that's already built in. Sure. You know, you never rule out the surprise. Again, this has been a 2-year process of research, followed by competition, followed by negotiation. And so I don't think there'll be a new issue or an angle we haven't thought about, but that's what an all-day hearing is for. And we'll look very closely to see if there's something that we've overlooked or, again, something that could be improved in that draft. I don't have anything new to say about this. The legislature should decide what the law of this state should be. I'm not in favor of an expansion of gambling. Some people say that we could change our approach to cherry masters and limit or even reduce the total number. But that would be one condition I would put on any change. The otherwise, I don't have anything new to say. The law is on the books of the state, and we believe we took an oath to enforce the law, every law. And so there hasn't been a campaign to do this, but where there have been complaints or where the excise police have found illegal gambling going on, they have enforced the law. And I'm certainly not going to tell them not to do that. But in terms of a change in that law, that's something the legislature should be heard from on, and I'll be glad to work with them if there's a majority, and I'm not clear that there is, for any change.
Do you view slot machines and horse tracks as an expansion of gambling?
I don't know how you could view it otherwise, although I guess it's possible that such a proposal could come with, coupled with an equivalent reduction elsewhere. But on its surface, yes, that would look like a big expansion. No.
What about the gym? Oh, go ahead.
I'm sorry. I just wondered why not?
It's just not a priority of mine at this time. And the no comment beyond that.
What about the general distribution of gaming dollars? Do you see any changes?
No, I don't. I think a deal's a deal. And I've taken that position from the very beginning. I do think that the we're seeing some greater fairness and greater sharing in the proceeds. I would cite the way in which the Lawrenceburg proceeds were very helpful in bringing Honda to the state, and that was a very generous sharing on a multi-county basis, and I think steps like that are helpful. But no, I think a deal is a deal, and I see no reason really to address the question. When the state was broke, there was intense pressure to find money in any place it could be found. So money was taken from smoking cessation and from teacher pension funds, and a lot of people were looking at the gaming revenues, the casino local revenues. But we're in the black now, and if we're very careful about spending and manage the business well, there won't be that pressure, and therefore I wouldn't expect that issue to come back.
Governor, there was a report not too long ago in the Leslie's paper, the Courier Journal, about the cost of the Ohio River Bridges project.
Mm-hmm.
Have you had conversations with Kentucky, and does that mean that Indiana share at all this paper?
Yeah, I don't know. My impression is that's the Kentucky. First of all, most of the cost of the bridges as it stands would be on the Kentucky side. The access roads and so forth, I think, are very expensive over there. But I honestly don't know. As far as I know, it hasn't changed the situation in Indiana. And this is still one of the major moves we really must make. Certainly the East End Bridge, which would have a lot to do with new jobs and commerce, unlocking that in southeast Indiana, is a top priority. We've got the money in the bank. We're ready to go.
Yesterday at the IUDC, mentioned enterprise zones, and he kind of hinted that the failure of the carrier of an enterprise zone was leading to maybe some more standards, that if enterprise zones elsewhere in the state want to continue, they have to show that they're doing a good job with the public funds. Is that basically what the case is there, the more accountability for the ones that want to continue?
Yes, but that's no different, in my judgment, than any other government program. Again, long before this week's report was issued, I mean, we came to office with the mentality that every government program ought to be able to prove that it delivers, that it accomplishes a useful public purpose, and if not, then at some stage you want to do less of it or stop doing it and put the money where it will work. So I just think that's a good general operating principle. It should apply to that program too.
Are you any closer to endorsing a property tax plan that might provide some relief to Hoosiers next year?
Well, I hope so. I mean, again, the elements I think are still the same ones I've been for some time: more local flexibility, and in at least some gradual way, possibly lifting some burdens from the property tax to those taxes that are imposed at the statewide level. We're still talking to local government groups to see if there's a specific, very specific plan for implementing those principles. But that's the direction I continue to think we need to head.
Senator Ryan announced this week that he'll be making a decision on a run for president early next year.
Mm-hmm.
When do you think we might hear something from you in terms of a second term?
I don't know. Not today.
Have you found legislators to carry either your cigarette tax or your vape?
There are obviously a lot of legislators interested both in the health proposal and full-day kindergarten, but I don't think at this stage anybody has been designated as the lead sponsor.
How about on the just along the lines? How about on the Commerce Connector shifting the authorization?
Same answer. Lots of interest, but no lead sponsor. Let me make a general comment, if I may. I've been bemused lately how often y'all tend to emphasize means as opposed to ends in discussing some of these ideas. The program that you just asked about, Nikki, is a health care program to reduce smoking, immunize children, and extend health insurance. Cigarette tax is a means to that end. I wouldn't be for that if we didn't have a very important set of goals to establish. Much the same, Brian asked the question, I thought, in just the right way. It's a welfare modernization plan. The goal is to reduce waste, reduce fraud, treat taxpayers more fairly, and treat clients much better in the welfare system. A contract with IBM is simply the means to that goal. We didn't start out with that in mind. It's simply the mechanism we use. So just a polite
that said, Governor, the cigarette tax is on for the legislature's piece of what they have to decide. That's the big piece. So
I'm sorry, I disagree. I think the biggest question for the legislature to wrestle with is this difficult and complex one of how we could ensure perhaps a couple, 300,000 of our fellow citizens. This would be an achievement that very few states have even attempted. So it's not a complaint, it's just an observation. I think for our fellow citizens to really think and about these things, they need to remember what the goal is, what the ends are, in order to weigh whether the means make sense or not. So just a polite observation.
Have you been up to Butler yet and actually ran a basketball team?
I'm going to catch some of the Butler games. I went to, I used to buy a season ticket, my friends and I, when we were in grade school, maybe up to junior high. It used to be the cheapest entertainment thing. You get a season ticket to Butler and go see national teams and in what was then Butler Fieldhouse. And I've always loved the place. They did a great job fixing up Hinkle, and I'll be out there for some. I caught a game or two, I think, last year, and especially as well as they're playing.
The Inspector General earlier this week, at the event he had on Monday, was discussing the number of drug felons that were collecting welfare benefits just in Marion County. Since then, has anything else crossed your desk in terms of what the magnitude of that problem might be in the 91 counties? If we might see a proportionate number in another county or something like that?
Yeah. No, I don't know. Marion obviously is a very disproportionate share of the total population in both TANF and food stamps, but I don't know what to expect. They are going to now take the same technique, matching computer tapes in other places, but I have no idea what they'll find. But it's very suggestive, obviously, that there's a great deal of this going on, and a lot of money involved.
A quick follow-up to that. Suppose a person was convicted of a drug felony, but that conviction was later overturned on appeal. Would there be some mechanism then to reinstate them to benefit?
I assume so. I assume that if in fact the conviction turned out to have been in error, that they're then eligible. And that's one reason they're going back and hand-checking, as I said the other day, to see if they're, make sure there's not a false positive in there somewhere. Jane has just demonstrated yet again her technological proficiency. It's not the hands-free button, Jane, it's the release button you wanted there. Actually, that's one of our interns. That's the way we decided to end this session. We can just beep in.
Thank you, Governor.
Thank you very much.